Good morning. Welcome to Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss of First Confessional Lutheran Parish, First American in Mayville, First Evanger in Fertile, and First and Grace Lutheran Church in Crookston. We read today from St. James, chapter 1, beginning at verse 16. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So then, my beloved brethren, let every one be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Are Christians liberals or conservatives? If liberal means generous and free, Christians are liberal. If conservative means holding fast to the unchanging word of the unchanging God, Christians are conservative. Usually, people who call themselves conservative use the word liberal to refer to people who dismiss traditional biblical teaching in favor of new ideas. Of course, those new ideas are nothing but old errors dressed up in new clothing. On the other hand, people who call themselves liberal think that conservatives lack generosity of spirit, are narrow-minded, or even bigoted in their thinking. The words liberal and conservative become labels that aren't always entirely accurate. On the basis of these words from St. James, I'd like to ask you to consider with me that Christians must be both liberal and conservative at the same time. We're liberal because God has been generous to us. That's what makes us generous toward one another. And we're conservative because God can't change, and this is why we will not permit any new teaching to come into our minds or hearts to change what we already know and confess as God's truth. Christianity is a liberal religion. It confesses faith in a liberal or generous God. St. James writes, every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. You don't have anything that is worth anything that your Father in heaven didn't give to you. And you can hardly conserve what hasn't been given to you to conserve. God, in his boundless liberality, has given us every good and perfect gift that we have. And then our text goes on to say that with our Father in heaven, there is no variation or shadow of turning. He doesn't change. He won't say one thing one day and then change his mind the next. He won't teach one set of standards of what is right and wrong in the 1950s and then teach a different standard of right and wrong in the 21st century, because there is no variation with God. There's no shadow of turning, as with the moon or the planets that rotate and give us different pictures or images. God always speaks the same truth, because God cannot change. Truth cannot change. The liberal God who generously gives us every good and perfect gift is the unchanging God whose truth we must conserve. In other words, to be a truly liberal Christian requires us to be unyieldingly conservative at the same time. Our text tells us that God chose to bring us forth, or to give us new and spiritual rebirth, by the word of truth. The word of truth is the word that the Holy Spirit reveals to us in the Bible. Jesus promised that the Holy Ghost would come to the apostles and lead them into all truth, and that is precisely what he did. So the Bible is the very word of God. It declares Christ to us. It never changes its meaning. It cannot err. It cannot contradict itself. To say that the Bible contains errors or contradictions is to deny the promise of Christ himself. When God of his own will brings us forth, he gives us new life, he enlightens us, he gives us new powers, new desires, a new will. We become his first fruits, and as his own, we are called to live a life that reflects what he has given to us. Specifically, St. James mentions in our text, "Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." Do you know why we won't listen to others? Why we're so quick to express our own opinions and impose them on others? Why we get angry when others won't listen to us, while at the same time we don't listen to them? It's because we think we're more important than others are. But we're not. If only God's children who believe in and conserve God's word in its truth and purity would be willing to listen quickly and to speak slowly. In other words, how great it would be if conservatives could become true liberals. I wonder how many sinners burdened by terrible sins have been afraid to go to a Christian brother or sister or pastor because they didn't want to be judged. Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. How would you react if someone near and dear to you were to confide in you that he had committed a serious sin, perhaps the very sin you warned about so many times? What would you say? Would you listen? How would you treat such a Christian? One thing that has particularly grieved me over the years is how many Christians are willing to spend their hard-earned money for guidance from professional counselors who don't even believe in the Bible. Why do they go? Is it because they think that a conservative, Bible-believing parent, friend, brother, sister, or even pastor might be too quick to speak and too slow to listen? If you were to take a course in counseling, you wouldn't learn anything more than what the inspired Word of God has always said, "Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." This is what trained counselors are trained to do. And if we fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers, and pastors would only take to heart these simple instructions from God's word, perhaps we could help a sinner back into God's gracious protection. How many women have had abortions? How many men have given themselves over to homosexual passion? And these people have felt guilt, but they have refused to seek out Christian help because they're afraid of how they would be treated by their brothers and sisters in Christ. So they run off to counselors who despise the blood of Jesus and the righteousness he won by going to the cross. They run off to people who are swift to hear and slow to speak because they need a sympathetic ear. They need a friend. But what they need is a Christian friend. They certainly don't need a counselor who will lie to them and tell them that their sin doesn't need forgiving or that it won't condemn them before God. The conservative God who cannot change is liberal with his grace to sinners who cannot change themselves. He is so liberal with his grace that he can and does and will continue to change them. He sees their pain. He knows their pain. He understands the filthiness of sin as only God can understand it. And he loves those who have soiled themselves. We can't even imagine how much he loves them. We who are born again by God's word of truth, born again by God's gracious will, must love them too. We must be swift to hear, slow to speak, so that when we do speak, we won't speak in anger but in love. God didn't draw us out of death into life by speaking only in anger. It was by revealing to us his boundless love that he won our hearts and raised us up out of spiritual death and bondage into the liberality of his grace. So we conserve this gracious word from God. In Luther's hymn, "Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice," he describes his own spiritual journey from hell to heaven. Consider that every good and perfect gift comes from God, and then take to heart these precious words of the hymn. "But God beheld my wretched state before the world's foundation, and mindful of his mercies great, he planned my soul's salvation. A father's heart he turned to me, sought my redemption fervently. He gave his dearest treasure." This is the heart of that implanted word that is able to save our souls. This is the gospel that comes to us in our helpless need. This is the truth from the Spirit of truth that covers our sins, washes us clean, pronounces us innocent, and presents us spotless before our God, robed in the white robes of Christ's blood-bought righteousness. This is the word we conservatives conserve because it is the word that liberates us both now and forever. God implanted it in our hearts, and it can and will save our souls. We thank you for being with us this morning on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. This broadcast is sponsored by members of this parish. We invite you to attend one of the congregations of our parish. We have divine service every Sunday morning at First Devonger in Fertile at 8 o'clock, at Grace Lutheran Church in Crookston at 9:30, and at First American Lutheran Church in Mayville at 11:30. You can check us out on the World Wide Web, christforus.org, christforus.org, and you can hear and read sermons on that website. Please tune in next Sunday, the same station, the same time, for the next broadcast of Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast.